This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. There is news to report out of the Middle East. The Israeli army will not press charges against officers who ordered the use of cluster bombs during last year's war with Lebanon. Officials with the army made that announcement yesterday. The United Nations and human rights groups have accused Israel of dropping about 4 million cluster bombs, many of those in civilian areas in Lebanon. More than 30 people have been killed by cluster bombs and landmine explosions in Lebanon since the 06 war. After a year-long investigation, Israeli military officials said the bombs were used to stop Hezbollah guerrillas from firing rockets into Israel and were a, quote, military necessity. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Christians are expected to visit Bethlehem this Christmas holiday. Last night, during Bethlehem's midnight mass, Latin Patriarch Misha Saba said the Holy Land can't be the land of life for some, and for others the land of death, exclusion, occupation, or political imprisonment. His politically charged homily appealed for peace and called for independence for Palestinians. Saba is the Catholic Church's top official in the Holy Land and the first Palestinian to hold that title. And Catholics from around the world gathered at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome last night to hear Pope Benedict XVI celebrate the Christmas Eve Mass. In his message, he talked about the need to take care of the earth. NPR's Silvia Pajoli has more.
In his homily, the Pope asked, does the contemporary world still have time and space for God? Can he enter into our lives, or have we occupied all the available space in our thoughts, our actions, our lives, for ourselves? Benedict replied, God does not allow himself to be shut out and find space, even if it means entering through the stable. The Pope compared the humble stable in which Christ was born with what he called the ill-treated world of today, a world disfigured through the abuse of energy and selfish and reckless exploitation.
NPR's Silvia Pajoli in Rome. And along with the memory of jazz great Oscar Peterson, today we mark the passing of another artist, choreographer Michael Kidd. His athletic dances for ballet, Broadway, and Hollywood won him many fans over a 50-year career and many awards, 5 Tonys and an Oscar. Some of his big hits, Finian's Rainbow in 1947, Guys and Dolls in 1951, and Seven Brides for Seven Brothers in 1954. That's his best-known film because of the unique athletic moves he put into the choreography. In recent years, Kidd directed television specials and scenes for 2 music videos for Janet Jackson. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.